What you doing, AC? And this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junshi X by Noriko Ozono, Chapter 25, Counterattack. This chapter came out on October 8th, 2023, and is 21 pages. This is actually a pretty cool chapter, but first it opens with the three Bagodao, she fighting the Shilei and this gremlin person, I don't know, the ape pet, which come to find out the name is Bai Huan, that's how you say it, is smacked around, and then the Bagodao, she are about to use techniques like Bagua, Xiumen, or Watergate, Wu Ye, Zhan, Ma Dao, or Five Mountain Demon Cutting Sword, and Liu Jing Xin Refining Essence. And while they're doing that, the Shilei is about to let out its Ye Li. But as cool as it would be to see all that, it switches. Yeah, I guess this is just what's going to happen, is we're going to get little bits of this fight going on while the rest of everything's happening, which it's something. At least we're getting to see it. Hopefully it's not next chapter they're just wiped out. I actually, at this point, will be okay if they keep continuing this just in bits. Because, I don't know, it is interesting. We didn't get to see June's fight with the Shilei, so at least we'll get to see these three. I don't know, but it switches to Gen and the other Daoshi fighting against this Yangshi horde. Then it switches again to Chaoyue and Li about to infiltrate the Wudo Judao temple. We get a little information, like there's five descendants that are experts at alchemy and necromancy and are like on the same level, I guess, skills or fighting wise as the Bagodaoshi. And from youngest to oldest, there are Xiao Fu, Xiao Guang, Xiao Yong, Xiao Xing, and Xiao Yi. And then Chaoyue and Li also notice the Shilei Orb coming from the main hall. Then it switches again. A lot of switching. Of course, there's multiple groups. But switches to Xiaoyu, Xian, and Fang Ling. They also notice this aura, or the Yao Qi, which could kill just plain, you know, regular civilians. But I guess if you got, if you're Daoshi or have some kind of power, you'd be okay. But it does just get show how strong the aura itself can be. So they're approaching, and then they're approached by Xiu Che, Zhu Chue, names are hard. You know, the traitor from way long ago. And Xiaohu decides he's going to take him on while the others are go ahead. Before any action happens, or they just talk about him being a traitor, but apparently this whole time he'd been a part of the Wudo Jiadao. So can you be a traitor if you were never really meant? I don't know. There's always that thinking of like, oh, but you spent so much time with them, you should feel. It doesn't seem like any of that remorse or regret is there. You're just there for a job. Yeah. So right away, Zhu goes on the offensive, uses the Lian Jing, or refining energy, followed by Ji Feng, or Tempest. But even though there's like kind of cool action following it, he just really ends up getting sword stolen by Xiaohu, who doesn't move at all, just standing there. Zhu just pretty much flies right by, and the next thing he knows, Xiaohu's just standing there with his sword, and he's like, okay, cool. And then Xiaohu instantly goes on the counterattack, in the time that it takes for his sword standing upright to just fall to the ground, and sends Zhu flying, and that's it. That's where the chapter ends, so we don't know if it actually knocks Zhu out, or this is just the start to his attack, which it could be either or, because it's really trying to show how strong Xiaohu is now. So it could be instantly knocks you out, someone who was probably way stronger than him 3 years ago now, or it could just be the start to this fight, and now we see that Xiu can really fight. But one of the flaws of this manga is you never really spend time with anyone, so you don't really remember people. But from what I can kind of remember, Xiu wasn't really that strong to begin with. He's kind of just there, kind of just like the sleazy person who's kind of behind the scenes and somehow keeps surviving, even though they're really useless in any other kind of aspect. But the fight could be starting, it could be over. Drew's still just flying in the air when the chapter ends, but I can see it being over. That way Xiaohu can move on, because I'm sure there's plenty of other stuff that's going to be going on after this. So, jump into talking about the title, since I always do. It could refer to everyone's whole plan, the group's counterattack starting, or it could specifically be Xiaohu's counterattack at this. And with how cool the moment is, I think that's really is where most of the emphasis for the title chapter title's name comes from. Because it was pretty cool and is badass to finally see. Yeah, Xiaohu really is strong. We saw it kind of earlier chapter with the Jingqi. The three of them fought, but now they're kind of one-on-one taking on others now. So it's getting cool. I can see it getting exciting from here even more. So I'm getting excited even more. But let's talk more about it if you have anything else to say. It was kind of a straightforward chapter. Not much is revealed besides like the five descendants. So that's interesting. I guess those are going to be like the five bosses we're going to get to see all of them face off with. But yeah, more to come. Another Shilei's on its way. We'll see that eventually. Probably not anytime soon. I imagine that would be the penultimate kind of boss leading up to it. Maybe. But there's also could still be... There's so much more possibilities with this, which is why it seems a shame like this might be the final conflict going. But whatever, it'll be cool regardless, but let's talk more about it. You can do that in a comment, you can find me on social media, The AC Stories, email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord, got that. Also, if you want to support me in a little other way, I have a Ko-fi, $1, $2 tier. $1 tier gets you shoutouts and a special Discord channel, and $2 tier gets you all my notes I take for this and any other little blooper kind of stuff I just want to throw out there. But yeah, you want to do that, I appreciate it. Links to everything I just said is in the description like usual. But if you like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to easily keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, that's all I have to say about this chapter of Jiangxi X. I'm DAC. Thanks so much. Bye.